Analysts expect Montana's budget surplus to be slightly higher than previous predictions. The estimate comes from the Legislative Fiscal Division. It now predicts the state will have nearly $353 million left in the bank at the end of this budget cycle. Capital reporter Dan Boyce says that's almost $6 million higher than estimates in December.
The Montana legislature passes a budget every 2 years. It's a forecast estimating how much money the state will be bringing in and how much will be spent. In the time between when lawmakers pass one budget and tackle the next one 2 years later, in that between time, the Legislative Finance Committee meets every couple months to see how things are going. Conrad Republican Senator Lou Jones chairs the Finance Committee.
Like anything, when you forecast 2 years out, things tend to change. And it's always nice if you stay relatively close to the forecast.
It is almost the same as what we showed you in December again.
And so far, as the budget nears its halfway mark, it's been really close to what was passed by lawmakers in 2013. You're hearing Amy Carlson with the State Legislative Fiscal Division briefing the lawmakers on the budget. Basically, the state's budget is about $2 billion a year. And right now, things are off only by a couple million dollars. And Senator Jones says that slight discrepancy is in the state's benefit right now.
Revenues are actually slightly higher. Expenses are slightly lower. Not nothing major, but we're right on track.
There are a lot of little reasons for these positive budget changes, but not everything is positive. There are a couple of agency budgets lawmakers on the Finance Committee are watching closely. The Office of the State Public Defender is looking to be $2 million in the hole by the end of this budget cycle, partly due to an increase in caseloads for the state's defense attorneys. Also, the Department of Public Health and Human Services expects to be over $9 million in the hole. Great Falls Democratic Senator and committee member Mitch Tropila says those shortfalls are no real cause for alarm at this point.
But it's nice to know about money issues earlier rather than later. And it's like anybody. You have a checkbook, I have a checkbook. You always have to check your balances and you always have to take stock of where you're at.
The Legislative Finance Committee will be taking stock of the state's checkbook again in a couple months. Lawmakers will begin the next budget-setting process next January. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.